Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard about...
And they make pones and hoe cakes the way I describe it, cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard about the type that people made in front of the fire on a board or something like that?
Yeah, I've seen my mother cook it on the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a hoe cake, what's called a hoe cake.
You ever heard of a Johnny cake?
Johnny cake?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, and batter cakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a smaller piece than a hoe cake, the way I'd explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be as large as a hoe cake.
Mm-hmm.
But the most of the bread that I eat coming up was a hoe cake or a pone.
Mm-hmm.
My mother cooked pones. It was thicker.
Mm-hmm.
And it out of the cornbread, and then she'd make batter cakes out of the flour bread and hoe cakes sometime, and the biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
I think Johnny cake, to me, and I've seen Mama do it, when she'd have some biscuit dough left, she'd just make a sort of a big thing and fry it, cook it on top of the stove rather than in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Biscuits you put in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny cake you cook on top of the stove.
Mm-hmm. What about these little round things that you that are made with out of cornmeal and you eat them, especially with seafood?
Dodgers, corn dodgers.
Corn dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Hush
puppies. Hush puppies, either one.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of this type of bread that you make out of cornmeal, and it's cooked in a deep pan and it comes out real soft, and you can kind of spoon it out, maybe like you would mashed potatoes.
Kind of a dressing.
Something like that. Something like that. Have you ever heard it called spoon bread? Or do you know what that is?
No, I don't. Now, I've seen, of course, it wouldn't be my mother would take a cold biscuits and make a biscuit pudding, and you'd spoon it out that way.
Mm-hmm.
But she'd call it a biscuit pudding. In fact, I had some of it last night.
Have you ever heard of any type of bread that people would wrap up in some kind of cloth or something like that and put it in the fire? And somehow or another the cloth wouldn't burn, but the bread would get done?
No, I don't believe I have.
Hadn't heard of anything like that? Okay.
I've heard of pig in the blanket.
What's that?
That. But it's a picture of wrapping up a kind of a meat in a cabbage leaf and then put it tinfoil over it and put it in a bit of hot coals or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or either put a winnie in it, and they call it a pig in the blanket.
Yeah.
Cook it in the ashes where you've had a fire coal.
Mm-hmm. Now, some people say that they're just two kinds of bread, homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store. What would you call the kind you bought at the store?
I call it store-bought most of the time.
Store-bought bread?
A light bread.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that thing that's fried in deep fat and it has a hole right in the middle?
A donut.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else other than a donut? Or have you ever made donuts or seen them made?
Yeah, I've seen them made. I ain't never made any. And I seen got some yesterday that didn't have the hole in it.
What do we call those? Would that be a donut?
Yeah, they call it. But it sure didn't have no hole. I can't call it store now. Bruno's. They got a baker there. They do all their bakery and pasting right in the store.
Oh.
And they make all kinds of breads and cakes and thick sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you in there shopping and want a sandwich, you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's wrapped. And they had donuts there, and I told Bobby yesterday to get me Bubba some donuts, and she asked for donuts, and they was